You're listening to a Lewis and Clark podcast. Visit us online at www.lclark.edu.
4 years ago, Lewis and Clark's first a cappella group, Momo and the Coop, was formed. Since then, a cappella music at Lewis and Clark has expanded to include 5 groups. Recently, Momo and the Coop released their second CD entitled Joy About Up. We sat down with members of Momo and the Coop, Section Line Drive, the Merriweathers, and Lewis and Clark's newest group, the Ravine Academy, to discuss a cappella at Lewis and Clark.
My name's Jonah Gail Neufeld. I am a junior, and I am a Hispanic Studies major, and I sing in Momo and the Coop.
I'm Kylie Della. I am a senior bio major, and I am in Section Line Drive and the Merriweathers.
I'm Ethan. I am a sophomore. I'm a math and music double major, and I sing in Section Line Drive.
I'm Sarah Gottlieb. I'm a sophomore English major, and I sing with the Ravine Academy.
I'm Emily Stevens. I am a senior music major, and I sing in Section Line Drive.
Well, the technical definition of a cappella is of the church, which means back in the day when all music was church music, they didn't have a range of instruments to accompany. So all music was created with voices. And now, our a cappella groups do renditions of songs, obviously without musical accompaniment, but generally creating the sounds of instruments.
And I think what sets modern a cappella groups apart from the more general choir that also sings without instrumentation is usually a smaller group, and they're more, you know, college a cappella groups more frequently do newer pop songs, and they also have vocal percussion and things like that. There's also definitely a big performance part of a cappella, because I know, like, personally, I don't when I listen to music at home on my headphones, I don't often listen to a cappella music. But I find a cappella, I love singing a cappella music, but I love watching a cappella music live. It's definitely a different experience to see people doing that. And a lot of times there's almost a theatrical aspect to it of like acting like the singer that you're supposed to be impersonating, or choreography and things like that.
And I think now, as far as just across universities as a whole, like in just the nation as a whole, it's become a totally different thing. Like a whole, I don't know, there are different groups across different universities that have different sound styles, they do different things, they have different genres that they sing in, and it's really cool to be able to be a part of that. Just as far as you can go on YouTube and see all these different groups that are doing all these different things with crazy, you know, really, really new pop songs or really old jazz tunes, and you can take little bits and pieces, and it's really kind of building off of each other as far as just, and being a part of that family as a whole.
There's also this really cool sort of national phenomenon that's fun to be a part of a cappella on college campuses, because outside of college campuses, a cappella is not that big of a deal, but on college campuses, it's a huge deal. It's this really funny thing to, especially the sort of people. It's interesting that people want to hear their fellow students sort of singing songs that they've heard on the radio, using their voices as instruments.
Yes.
It's just interesting that's what people want to hear, is us pretending to be, you know, to be guitars and sing a Britney Spears song, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, as a genre, a cappella is so goofy. It's so, yeah. I mean, you're going around like bum ba da ba da ba da. That's ridiculous. But I mean, at the same time, the first time I heard an a cappella arrangement, I remember where I was in high school, and I think it was a Ben Folds song, and it was Ben Folds, and uh, it it just kind of bloomed out of nowhere, and you just hear this cascade, and you're not entirely sure if it is voices that you're hearing. If you're on a really good a cappella recording, mm-hmm. you don't really notice the parts. It's just the background, you know? And then you hear the soloist over the top, and then the vocal percussionist if he's going at it. And, but, I mean, you don't notice until you realize that's really beautiful. Like, that's incredible that a group is that well connected, put together, and can create something like that. And so that's what I love. The fact that we at Lewis and Clark can be a part of something that's that big across the nation and can actually, you know, give back a little bit.
Just to give a little, like, short, quick history of Lewis and Clark a cappella is pretty relatively new at on this campus. It's like 4 years old, I think. And now, so we 4 years ago we had basically one a cappella group, and now we have five. And those five a cappella groups are in a very unique organization called the Acabrella, or the A Cappella Union, that I don't think very many college campuses have, actually, because many universities have a cappella groups that are very competitive against each other. And we sort of, one of the big things we do is organize to do auditions together. We do concerts together. We have regular meetings where representatives from each of the groups talks about what songs each group is doing and things like that.
And we also have done songs together.
We've also done songs together, yes. Well, so, yeah, the Yes We Can thing was really, really fun because we sort of just got together a group of people that was, it was actually a mix of Section Line Drive and Momo and the Coop, and we made this one song, which was a cover of a song by will.i.am called Yes We Can that he made a video of and used sort of as a promotion for the Obama campaign during the election. And we sang our cover at an Obama rally on campus and put it on YouTube, and it sort of, I don't know if it went viral. I don't know what the definition of going viral is, but it got a whole bunch of views on YouTube, and we got you know, emails from people saying, oh, hey, we're like, I remember we got an email from this teacher in like Nebraska who was showing it to her kids, and they were doing a whole like thing where they had to write an essay on it and things like that. And it was really interesting. It was really cool that our rendition of that song got that much response, because I think the reason why was because it was all these, you know, all these students who were just sort of having a good time up there. Well, so we released our new CD this October, and it's 16 songs, and we recorded it all of spring semester of 2009. And so it was a really fun experience, because just like everything else we do, it was all student run. We got a grant from the Student Academic Affairs Board to do that.
And Section Line Drive is recording a CD right now, sort of using a similar process. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of cool to have like a representation of the hours a week we spend singing together. Like, I study music all day long, and it's definitely nice to have this kind of like music in my life that's just there for fun and like just there to just make music with my friends, opposed to like having it be this serious academic sort of thing in my life. From the perspective of starting a new group, it's like the coolest thing ever to bring together these people that would never ever have talked to each other.
Definitely.
If they hadn't been in this group, and just kind of like at first everyone's super awkward and no one wants to like say anything, but then eventually you start working together on just kind of like, I don't know, singing pop music, which I guess is, yeah, it's just kind of like fun and silly, but mm-hmm. I mean, the people I've met in a cappella are people that I like really, really value my friendships with, and I'm never, ever would have met them outside of a cappella. So,
absolutely. It's kind of the same with their music academy. Some people that, you know, I knew them, I had seen them around campus, or freshmen that I had never seen before and were really new to Lewis and Clark and music in general, and we've clicked a lot.
I think it's really important that no one's really in it to like get a credit or has some ulterior motive besides just singing. And so that's why you tend to make really good friendships and meet really cool people that you might not have otherwise met, but they all have this sort of general goal of just wanting to sing because it's fun.
It's really easy to just kind of like cut yourself off and like be friends with all the people who are in the same department as you or the same dorm hall as you and not really branch out at all. But each a cappella group is a really diverse group of people, and it's really awesome to be able to like get to know people that you never would have met otherwise.
I can't imagine going to school at Lewis and Clark and not being in an a cappella group. Just me personally, that was such a defining time for my college experience. Just even the semester I was abroad, just watching every single, you know, recording that came from Section of the Merryweathers, I would sit there by my computer and watch it over and over and over again. And it was, I mean, those are the people I miss. And, you know, when I graduate, those are the people that I'm going to stay in touch with because it's like a family.
Yeah, one of the things that I always say about Momo and the Coop is that we're painfully democratic because, you know, we don't have a clear leader and there's lots of people with different opinions about what songs we should sing, how we should go about singing these songs, and things like that. But at the end of the day, you kind of learn how to, you know, have discussions, accommodate everyone's wishes and needs, and it ends up working out.
Yeah, you definitely learn how to deal with different leadership styles.
And what's strange is from semester to semester with everyone shifting back and forth, going abroad or graduating, or you get different leadership styles every single semester. I mean, it's a different group every single semester, yeah. And so that's something you have to adapt to, too.
I mean, that's one thing that's really awesome is we can change, since we, like, arrange a lot of our own music, we can change it to fit the group, and that's, I really like the kind of, like, organic process our songs go through.
Totally.
Definitely. Yeah, I also think the interesting thing about that also sets apart like a cappella from like choirs and stuff like that is that you've got this group that acts sort of like a band, like as if we were a musical group that, because lots of a cappella groups go on tour and things like that, and it's and we definitely, Lewis and Clark a cappella definitely has a devoted fan base who comes to our events, and we're very appreciative of that. And I think it's this really cool thing to have sort of a, not only are you singing for the fun of it, but there's a whole bunch of people out there who love to listen to you sing and perform.
I think it's so funny. I mean... just being in the groups and you're just in there every week, the same people and doing the same songs over and over again, you get so ingrained in what you're doing, work behind the scenes that no one sees. And then I go to class and someone's just like, oh, how's your week going? Oh, I'm having a hard time, you know, so much stuff, and there's an a cappella concert this week. There's an a cappella concert this week? Where is it? I want to see it. Yeah. And then you're just kind of like, oh, right, people get excited about that, I forgot. I mean, I don't think about that sort of thing, people being excited to come, because for me it's the creative process, but I feel like, I mean, can't really speak for many people, but I feel like people get excited to come and see it, so, I mean, that makes me happy.
I think it's pretty incredible not only that we have people that are, like, really excited about our concerts and want to come and see us, but we have a lot of people each year who are really excited about trying out for a cappella, and we have enough people who are interested in it that we can have five a cappella groups at a school that only has about 2,000 kids.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's going to be an end of semester concert this semester. It's on Wednesday, December 9th, 2009. It's the last day of classes, and it's going to be in the chapel at 8 p.m. on Lewis and Clark's campus. It's free to all.
All five groups
All five groups will be performing. And
it's going to be great.
It's going to be fun, so you should come.